I think Busse Aaron, under a degree of pressure, perhaps are trying to frighten people or sort of scare people and the lack of service on that route. What I have did this morning, I have spoken to Chris Hazard, who's a transport minister in the north. He has informed me that he will be speaking to his counterpart, Shane Ross. My party colleague, Imelda Munster, is on the transport committee, the relevant committee in Leinster House, and she will be also raising it. This is a well-used service, and I don't think Busse Aaron should take one particular bus and say just simply because the numbers are lower than that in some of the other parts of the service that they're going to reduce it. Translink has made a very good commitment to the Derry-Dublin bus service, and I think we have to be saying to people it should be there and there for the future.
Could there be more cooperation perhaps between Translink and Busse Aaron and have the two work together rather than in competition?
The two of them do work in harmony in relation to this, and you're right. You know, Busse Aaron should have been in contact with Translink. The two of them should be discussing the passenger numbers. They should be looking to regularise the service, but what they should be doing is trying to maintain the service at the high standard required. A Busse Aaron is part of a public service, and they shouldn't just see routes in terms of profitability. You know, there are state subsidies that come to Busse Aaron, and Busse Aaron should be conscious of the need for a Derry-Dublin link for a variety of reasons, be it business, social, economic, and indeed educational. So I think Busse Aaron need to be looking at this in a more holistic way than simply just a profit-making venture.